Blog Talk Radio.
I can overcome.
Idiotic
devotee.
Idiotic
devotee. Good morning, saints and friends, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and today we're going to talk about prophetic access to hidden places. Prophetic access to hidden places. You don't want to miss today's broadcast. You still got time to get on the phone, call someone, and let them know that we are on the line broadcasting live this morning. Good morning, saints. We want to welcome you to this Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know if you're a Falcon fan or if you're a Patriot fan, but today we're going to find out who is the best. Amen. And when everything is all said and done, it won't be a Falcon and it won't be a Patriot, but it'll be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, we've got a great message lined up for you this morning, but before we get started, just want to share some information with you. We want to let all of you know how much we appreciate your ability to be a part of the Serious Broadcast, the Serious Bible Study. I want to send a shout out, first of all, to those that are listening by way of internet all across the country. God bless your heart for being a part of this broadcast this morning. And also my faithful friends on the phone lines that are lining up all over the country. Amen. God bless you, because without you, we have no live broadcast. Amen. But because you're joining us on the phone lines, then we just thank you so much for sharing your morning with us as you do each and every Sunday. Listen, if you are not a monthly supporter of the Serious Bible Study, we want you to become a part of what it is that God is doing all across the country, and that is ministering to the lives of those who are in need and introducing them to the principles of the kingdom of God through the teaching, the preaching of the word, and ministry that God is using us to establish in the hearts of those that are across the country. Amen. If you want to be a part of that, well, then we need your help. All you have to do is go to our website at kogwoc.org and sow a seed, a monthly seed of support. Could be $5, could be $500, could be $400, whatever it is that the Lord puts on your heart. We surely appreciate it, and we want you to know that what your seed offering is appreciated. And for all of those that are first-time sower in the ministry, we want to send you a gift that lets you know our appreciation. So again, if you want to become a monthly supporter of the gospel of Jesus Christ through the Serious Bible Study, then all you have to do is visit our website at kogwoc.org. And I know that everyone... Excuse me. I know that everyone that is listening knows that this is good ground and that the miracle working hand of God is associated with this ministry, and surely you will be blessed. Amen. So please, those of you that are first time listeners, go to our website at kogwoc.org and sow a seed in this prophetic ministry, and I promise you that you'll never regret the day that you did. All right, second of all, we want to just let everybody know that because the Lord has blessed us, we are our calendar is filling up for 2017. And the way the Lord is going, we know that we're going to be somewhere in an area near you this year. We will be in the Oklahoma City area for 3 weeks teaching at my good friend's church, Pastor Robert Carrero. Pastor Robert Carrero is in Oklahoma City, 2900 West Hefner Road is where they meet, the Christ International Fellowship. And I will be teaching for the next three Saturdays at 10 a.m. and the next three Sundays at his church. The teaching on Saturdays will be on fasting and consecration, and then on Sunday morning he'll be allowing me to minister to his great congregation at the Christ International Fellowship, 2900 West Hefner Road in Oklahoma City. Amen. I'm going to post that information this week on Facebook. If you're not a Facebook friend of ours, then simply send me a friend request at Keith Douglas. Amen. And I will include you in our friend base, and that way you can keep tabs of everything that we're doing ministry-wise, and keep you up to date and give you an understanding of where we're going to be. I'll be ministering also the 25th or the 26th of February, again here in Oklahoma City area. My great friend, Pastor Clarence Johnson of Transformation Church, has asked me to come and do a Sunday morning and a Sunday evening service. For those of you that have never been a part of one of our services, you know that the power of God is released and pandemonium breaks loose, and there is a move of the Spirit like you've never seen before. Healing, deliverance, all aspects of the prophetic are in full operation, and you'll see the glory of God in those meetings. So for those of you that are interested in the Oklahoma City area, the month of February, I will be at home ministering. Then after that, I will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on March the 12th at the Ark Church, my good friend Pastor Chuck Bethany there. And I'll also post that information as we get closer to that date. Amen. So that those of you that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I will be coming your way in the month of March. Amen. So there's God has some very great things in line for us this year. We thank God for each and every one of you. We are in the process of planning a major conference in the Oklahoma City area in the month of June. As everything gets mapped out, settled out, we will send information out, because we would love to have all of my partners and friends on deck for that, because it's going to be a wang dang doozy of a time in Oklahoma City. We're calling for all prophetic and apostolic people across the country and around the world to come and be a part of this prophetic gathering. So we'll give you more information. It will be in the month of June. And so we know that you don't want to miss that. So we want you to get your money ready to come to Oklahoma City. If you have to get on the bus, Gus, we don't want you to be corduroy, but we want you to be a part of what it is that God is doing in this hour. Amen. Well, it's time to get into the Word this morning. We're just so blessed to be a part of this day. Amen. Super Bowl Sunday. Amen. And so we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to get into the teaching this morning. Amen. Father in heaven, we just thank you for allowing us to be a part of this day. We thank you for establishing us as a voice of what it is that you have to say and to speak into the hearts of your people. Lord, we do not take for granted that which you have given us the task to do. And Lord, we pray that all that is done is pleasing in your sight. We serve notice to principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, that your time of reign is over. The Lord has commanded you to release your hold upon God's people and sit back, stand back, and listen to the principles that are a part of your demise. Father, we bless you. We bless you now for allowing our heads and our hearts, O God, to be rendered unto you, that you might establish, O God, understanding, revelation, and blessing into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, if you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45. We're going to get into the teaching this morning. We have a great lineup of people that have lined up on the phone lines. We thank you so much. Those are my friends, my peoples. Amen. Amen. And so we just thoroughly appreciate each and every one of you. Pray for you on a regular basis. Hallelujah. That the Lord would be merciful and that he would be mighty in your lives. Amen. All right, Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 3, where it's reading, "And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which call upon thee by thy name, am the God of Israel." Amen. And so we're going to talk about this morning prophetic access to hidden places. And in searching for the blessing of God, many people today have been unsuccessful in being able to tap into the purpose of the Lord. How we do as individuals tap into that which we are unaware of. Prophetic ministry is the tool the Lord has established to assist people in their efforts to uncovering the hidden blessings that he has set apart for his people. Amen. Prophetic ministry is the tool that God uses to access into hidden places. If you go to Genesis 1, you don't have to turn there, but in Genesis 1, the Bible says that the earth was void, was in darkness, and in the midst of the darkness, God spoke the prophetic word, and he commanded light to come. And we know that light was hidden in darkness. Amen. And so he had knowledge of the fact that light was, and so he commanded light to be, and it was. Amen. So God, even in the beginning, has revealed his desire for his people to know what is in the dark, what is in the secret place, in the hidden place. And there's a tool that he uses, is a tool that he uses in order to establish us in the place that he has ordained and sanctioned blessing to be. Amen. We know that in darkness, light was, and light is a blessing, because the light represents revelation. It represents revelation. When the light comes on in your mind, God reveals truth that has been hidden. Amen. And you didn't know it, but the truth was in your mind all the time. And so the Lord has established for each and every one of us a tool that can be used in order to establish, in order to open up the blessing to our lives. Oh, we're going to get into that this morning. We're going to get into it this morning, and we're going to see if the Lord will not establish some light into our lives that will allow us to see something or to reveal something that has been hidden. That is the MO of the prophetic, is the prophetic always releases something into the atmosphere that had not been known prior to its arrival. Amen. And so we look at Isaiah chapter 45 and verse number 3, and we see that it said, "I will go before thee," and verse 2 says, "I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in the pieces, the gates of brass, and cut into sunder the bars of iron, and I will give you treasures of darkness." Amen. Whenever God goes into hidden places, there are treasures there that we were not made known or made aware of. Glory to God. And so the prophetic instrument is very much needed in order for us to establish the will and the purpose for our lives that God has established for us. And so the question is, why does God give prophetic ministry access to hidden places? And prophets know the heart of God and understand his purpose and why he does what he does. And so he does that. One of the things that he says about being a part of the spiritual entity is that when he allows you to see spiritual things, then he makes you a witness. Come on, somebody. The Bible says that once you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll receive power from upon high, and you'll become witnesses to things that the normal, the natural people don't have access to. Are you hearing me this morning? Turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, oh glory. The book of Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible tells us and teaches us in verse 11 and 12, and he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So God wanted to edify his body, so he created these blessings in the lives of men, and some were apostolic and some were prophetic. He gives us prophetic ministry because he wants us to see the treasures of darkness, the things that are hidden in secret places. But those areas are not accessible. Watch this. They're not accessible without faith. Oh, glory to God. God uses faith in order to establish everything that is related to him. Amen. The Bible says that without faith, nothing is possible. So whenever the Lord allows you to tap into or come in contact with prophetic ministry, what he's actually doing is trying to bring you into an element of faith that will allow you to tap into a hidden realm that obviously is needed by the individual in order to move and have their being in the parameters of God's destiny and purpose for your life at that particular time. Prophets are the tool that God uses. That's a good word. We're the tool that God uses in order for people to tap into the supernatural realm. Not the natural realm, but the supernatural realm. And most people are relegated in their minds only to living a natural lifestyle or natural life without miracles, without signs and wonders. They just want to be able to live in the realm where they are controlled, amen, by the forces that be. But with faith, God removes you from the norm and causes you to step out, Peter, on things that are uncertain. Hello, somebody, and cause you to be able to stand in uncertainty by using your belief. Amen. Faith is a belief. That belief is in God for the things that you hope for, but you cannot see. Amen. And so, in order to get you to the treasures that are in the dark, God brings you in contact with prophetic ministry. So you need to be very aware of the fact that when you are in the midst of prophetic ministry, if God directs you there, because the steps of a righteous man are ordered or ordained by God. Amen. So when he allows you to encounter prophetic ministry, he's trying to get you to tap into a realm of faith that will produce something in your life that you have never seen before. It's been hidden. And the hidden wells of understanding and opportunity are released because the prophetic realm is connected to the power. Oh, God, glory, 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 glory. It's what I call one of the power giftings. The apostolic and the prophetic are the power giftings that God uses, oh, glory, to make us witnesses to the supernatural. You shall receive power from upon high. Because the Holy Spirit will come, he's going to reveal to you, the Bible says, all truth. Amen. And so the God we serve uses many times his creative power in the realm of darkness. Darkness behind the scenes is where the Lord does his most creative work. That's why you find the Lord in your darkest times of need. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right now that's going through hard times, going through dark times. And in those times of darkness, in those times of hard times, there is a fellowship with the Lord that you can't compare to any other time, because if it had not been for the Lord in those times, you would have succumbed to the situation. You would have succumbed to the things that were oppressing you. The things that were hidden from you would have been, you would not have been revealed, and you would have been held captive in that position. But it was God who brought you out through the revelation of who he was and the truth of his word being revealed into us. And so he does his most creative works in the realm of darkness. And that is because it's in darkness, it's not obvious to the average person what is in there. Amen. It's not obvious to the average person what is obtainable. Amen. It's not our darkness represents the place where the hidden is not made known, and so we don't know it's obtainable. You didn't know that the healing that you needed in your body was obtainable in the dark time, when you got the word from the doctor that that tumor, that growth was cancerous. You didn't know that there was an antidote for it. But in your darkest hour, God spoke something in the dark that revealed itself, that said, by his stripes you are healed. Uh-huh. So there were treasures of healing in the dark. There treasures of deliverance in the dark. There is treasures of opportunity in the dark that you did not know were obtainable because you couldn't see them. So God had to give you the faith, watch this, he had to give you the faith that would allow you to be able to step out of your comfort zone and the comfort of your own understanding and move you into a realm that you didn't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You didn't know that you could be healed, but God revealed that that was his desire all of the time. Hello, somebody. But first of all, let's clear up something. Let's clear up something that you didn't know. God's original intent when bringing you into this world was that in this world you would be blessed. That was his original intent. So the blessings of God that you're looking for have already been established in this world for you. Hello, somebody. I know the thoughts, I know the plans that I have for you, the plans to prosper you. They're not evil, but they're good. And if you follow those thoughts or those plans, it'll bring you to the place of your expected end, which is your destiny or your destination, which was predetermined. Hello. The Bible says in Ephesians that you were predestined. Glory to God. It was predetermined that God was going to bless you. So the blessing that you are looking for, hello somebody, has already been released into the earth realm. You're just not aware of it. You didn't know that it was obtainable because we grope in darkness. Oh, glory. We grope in darkness. Hello, somebody. We walk around in darkness as the blind most of the time, not knowing where the obstacles of life are, not knowing where the blessing is, amen, but it's in the dark, amen. But God shined his light out of darkness to a world that was blind and couldn't see so that they would know who he was. See, in the dark is where you come to find out who he is. Remember, he said, those that seek me early will find me. Riches and honor are with me. Hello, Proverbs 8. And so, in the dark, you have to trust. Oh, yeah, that's where I want to be. In the dark, you have to trust. In the dark, you're not Mr. or Miss Wonderful. In the dark, you don't have all the answers. In the dark, you don't know where the hidden element of God is. You are at his mercy, amen. And that's why in the dark, what God releases to you and releases to me is mercy and grace, amen. Mercy and grace shall follow me all the days of my life. Why? Because in the dark, I need mercy. In the dark, I need grace, which is God's immutable favor on my life, until I come into the knowledge of the truth. Once I come into the knowledge of the truth, I come into the stature of a full-grown man. Once I become a full-grown man of faith, I can speak a word into darkness, and it will produce something that I need. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But when I'm a child, when I'm immature, I get tossed to and fro by doctrines, winds of doctrines, and words of false prophets and unrighteous teachings that have been given to me and teachings that were not, that were pastoral, that helped me get to the place where I needed a prophet or an apostle to speak into my spiritual man. Oh, man. To release hidden treasures from the unknown. So whenever you understand this, this is going to bless you. Once you understand this, then you won't be afraid of the dark. Glory to God. Because once you come into the knowledge of who you are and whose you are, then you know that if you lack anything, all you have to do is turn on the light. Glory to God. Turn on the light. Oh, my God, from Zion. Treasures that are in darkness, when you look at the word in the Greek, represents storehouse. You see, what God has done in the dark is he has built storehouses, places where he has stored the blessings so that they wouldn't be obtainable by those that they were not that it was not intended for. Listen. You have a storehouse that God has established, your blessing, that nobody else can tap into, because the blessings of the Lord are specific. They are tailor-made. God has what it is that you personally need in order for you to be suited or fitted in that which has that only pertains to you. Amen. God doesn't want you walking around in blessings that are too big, amen, for you to be able to handle. God doesn't want you to walk around in places, hidden things in your life that are too small, that choke off your ability to move in the way that he would have you to move. But they are tailor-made for you. And if anybody could tap into your blessing at the time that you needed it, they would not be there. Another word that it uses in the Greek to describe treasures is an armory of weapons. Oh, that blessed me. That blessed me. That blessed me in my study to know that when the enemy is coming against you like a flood, God has an arsenal of weapons that can be used against him in order to destroy his attack, his works against you. And many times when we're in the dark, what has happened is we're being attacked by the enemy in our dark time, and we run out of ammunition. Hello? We run out of ammunition, and the Bible says that the word of God is like a weapon. It's like a sword, a two-edged sword that cuts going in and cuts coming out, but it cuts all the way to the marrow, to the bone, that it was sharp enough to cut flesh. Amen. And that's the thing that normally holds up the blessing, is our flesh. And it's the word of God that cuts our flesh. Amen. Cuts our flesh and allows us to be free. Amen. And so the hidden treasures, the treasures in darkness, are placed in a storehouse to be used by us in the time of need. The key instrument that God uses to unlock those hidden things is prophetic ministry. So it's the prophetic access that allows you to be able to tap into treasures in the dark. Storehouses are kept. Woo! And so the prophet doesn't just unlock the door, but what the prophet does is gives you the key to opening up your storehouse and your weapons to use by giving you faith. Oh, yeah, one thing about the prophet is always there to make you uncomfortable and to cause you to tap into something that you did not want or did not have knowledge of how to get into. You know, you were going through some stuff, but the lock was on the door. The lock was on the door to the hidden element that was needed in order to get you out of the place that you were in. You were walking and living in lack and poverty, couldn't get out of it, but God had already established the fact that you were walking in a place that was illegal for you to be in the first place. Let me take a side note right here. Do you know that as a kingdom citizens, that it is illegal for you to operate in poverty and lack? It is against the kingdom law that you would be there. So since we're there, then in order to get out and to come in line with the covenant that God has given us, we need to get ourselves out of poverty and lack. But we don't know the tool. We don't know the key. Faith is the key, because it will reveal that which we're hoping for, but we can't see, so we need a little light to shine. And so prophetic ministry gives you the light to shine in the dark that will allow you to open the door to the blessing that will bring you out. Hello? And so you're living in lack, but the Bible talks about it in Revelation chapter 2. I want to turn there for a moment in order to establish what I'm saying. Revelation chapter 2, and the Lord is talking to one of his churches. Amen. And so what he says there in Revelation 2 is, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, which says the Lord, hold the seven stars in the right hand, blah, 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 blah. Verse number 2, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, they are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and has patience, and for my name's has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left your first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. But thou hast hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Amen. Verse number 9 is what I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. Hello? You didn't even know that while you're walking around in poverty and lack, that God has already established what you need in order for you to change that testimony. It's in the dark. It's in your storehouse. Hello? It's in your storehouse. It's in the place that God has placed in the dark. And so Isaiah chapter 45, verse 3 said that there are hidden riches in secret places. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Let that sink in. Let that sink in, because while you were looking, stumbling around in the dark, not knowing that you had an inheritance. And he said, I will cause those who love me to inherit substance. Oh, glory. Proverbs 8:21. I will cause those who love me to inherit substance. That word substance in the Hebrew means to stand out. I will cause those who love me to inherit that which will cause them to stand out. Why? He says, you will inherit substance, and I will fill your treasures. Well, oh, treasures are in the dark. So he says, I'm in the dark. I'm working on your behalf. In your darkest hour, your darkest time of need, I'm working, because while you're stumbling around in the dark, I'm filling your treasury. Oh, glory. I'm filling your treasury, the thing that's going to cause you to stand out and to come to the understanding of your purpose, that you are not poor, but you are actually rich, because there has already been a storehouse, an armory of weapons that has been established for you to have access to in your time of need. But you didn't know that because you hadn't encountered the prophetic word yet that releases it. Oh, glory. The prophetic word that releases. Amos 9 said there are some things that are illegal to come into the earth until they are first revealed to the prophets. And when they speak them into existence, then they give you access to hidden places, secret places, things that people were not made aware of, because if they had known, they would have stole from you. Glory to God. Hidden riches are riches that have been set aside or hidden in secret places. They hid them in secret places carefully to conceal for your protection that which you would need at the appointed time. Because remember, before you got here, it was predetermined that you would be blessed. The Lord knew that in your walk of faith, you would come to a place of darkness where there had to be some enlightenment as to where my resources lie. You can't access it just from teaching. You can't access it, watch this, just from getting saved from the evangelist. You can't access it from the pastoral, because the pastoral leads you to the place where everything is provided for you like sheep. But there are some that need a prophet. To some that are given prophets. Because it's going to take a prophet to unleash the word of the Lord that will tap you in to your storehouse and your armory of weapons. Woo! Glory to God. Every Christian individual that comes into this planet has hidden for your usage at the appropriate time weapons of glory, of mass destruction to the enemy. Glory to God. Somebody ought to give somebody a high five this morning and say, I got weapons of mass destruction that are hidden for my good in order to attack and to overcome the works of the devil. I've got a storehouse where, watch this, storehouse is a place where I have bullets, ammunition stored, glory to God. I got ammunition stored away for my usage in the time of darkness. I just need the prophetic word or prophetic ministry to come and to reveal to me what I need to do. Layman, I may have to dip seven times, oh glory, I may have to dip seven times in the river in order to get rid of this situation. I don't hear nobody talking to me. I may have to get swallowed by a whale in order to come out and to do something supernatural. I may have to go up on a mountaintop and see supernatural things taking place. So I'm not afraid of the supernatural. So when it comes time for me, Peter, to walk on the water, I won't be afraid. Hello. Fear is the opposite of faith. It chokes off the ability to see in the dark. Whenever the enemy makes you afraid, it makes you afraid to see in the dark. And so in the dark, you get paralyzed instead of finding your hidden treasures, your weapons of mass destruction. Woo, I'm telling you, I'm getting blessed this morning. And so the secret places are the places where God carefully conceals for your protection those things which he has set aside for your usage that will change your declaration of being poor to that of being rich. Listen, I don't think you understand where God planted Adam, who is your relative. You do know that you're related to Adam, and that Adam was in the garden that had rivers flowing through it that was bringing him gold. There wasn't nobody else there. There wasn't no stores, nothing else to use the gold. So the gold was not for Adam. I don't hear nobody talking to me. The gold was not for Adam, but it was an inheritance that was hidden over there that he could release to his people at a particular time. Hidden riches that you didn't know anything about, that from the foundations of the world have been stored in a place for you to have access to now. A prophetic ministry allows us the ability to obtain the processes needed that helps develop the maturity for receiving what we need to fulfill our destiny and purpose. Sometimes God just withholds things from us, keeps us in the dark about them because we're not mature enough to handle what it is that he's about to release on us. We get all puffed up and mad because we think that God is denying us because he doesn't like us. No, he's denying us access to something because he loves us and doesn't want to see it destroy us. Hello, somebody. Everybody that comes here on this planet is at least worth $1 million. If you work for $9 an hour, I believe it is, $9 an hour for 40 hours a week for 20-some-odd years, uninterrupted, then you'll produce right at about $900,000+, almost $1 million in your lifetime. The problem of it is that you accumulate debt while you're doing it, and so you never get the chance to see the $1 million, but you're at least worth $1 million. Hello, somebody. And so you're a millionaire when you come here. That's just food for thought. And so some of us, if you gave us $1 million right now, we'd be out of money in 2 weeks. There wouldn't be a shoe store between here and St. Louis that you wouldn't spend every dime, every nickel that you had, everything that you want, new cars, everything that you could get your hand, $1 million would be gone in 2 weeks, and you would be sitting there with your lip puffed out and swole up, all puffed up and swole up, walking and tripling, stumbling over your lips all poked out because you done spent all your money in 2 weeks. $1 million is like $10 to somebody that's immature. So in order to make sure that you don't end up in that place, the Lord carefully hides it or conceals it for your protection in a place where nobody can find it until you have need of it. And instead of giving it to you, what he does is he releases unto you prophetic ministry. And once he releases unto you prophetic ministry, then the prophetic ministry begins to establish for you the understanding of the hidden riches that are in secret places and the process that's needed in order to bring it out and make it usable in your life. Glory to God. And so without being hidden or placed in a secret place, the enemy would have stolen or take or obtained illegally that which belonged to you, or else you would have found it outside of knowing the process and the directions on how to use it. And the prophetic word normally is attached to, when it's attached to something, it says, if you will do thus and so, then, it's what I call if and then statements, if you will do the things that I've told you to do, then the power, then the authority, then the anointing, then the money, then the healing will be released unto you so that you can handle it properly. It is illegal to obtain from the Lord that which has not been spoken about or spoken to the prophets. Because the prophetic is the key that unlocks the door to the supernatural. And so you thought it was that you were so wonderful that the Lord told you that you needed to come out of a church where you were being pastored to death. Everything was being supplied for you, and you weren't allowed to use your faith. But then when the Lord shook up things and told you, made you feel like you needed to leave, and then you encountered prophetic ministry, and the first thing people do is rebel against the prophets. When the word says if you obey them, you will prosper. You'll hear a prophetic word and walk like you ain't heard a word from the Lord. Hello, somebody. Many of us have had to do without the treasures in darkness and the hidden places simply because we did not respond correctly to the prophetic word. If the prophet says so, then you need to dig into the ashtray, the cushions of the couch, find some and sow it. If he tells you to go certain place, then go there. Because if you don't respond correctly, you'll mess up the time and the season that God has ordained for your blessing. Man, listen. I know I'm saying some stuff this morning. And so if you want to tap into the source that you are unaware of, then a lot of times God says that you've got to come into contact with the prophet. Why? Because sometimes it takes a prophetic declaration. Why? Because they have power for the miraculous to be released into your life. And so when he allows you to come into contact with prophetic ministry, he's trying to get you the power, hello, to release that which has been, or to access that which has been hidden in your life. Why? Because prophets have an innate ability to see in the dark. Hello? Even though they don't see it, God reveals it to them, and in their mind, they know where it is. So when they encounter you and you begin to talk about what it is that you're going through, he says, okay, so you're so-and-so. Yo, this is where your blessing is over here. Oh, glory to God. Listen, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right there before I drive myself crazy this morning. I'm going to go to the phone line right now because I know that I'm blowing somebody's mind right now with what God is saying. The prophetic access to hidden places. And because the church has disregarded prophetic ministry, many of God's people are walking around groping in the dark, unaware of the fact that while they're calling themselves poor, they really have an inheritance that they can tap into that will make them rich. Listen, if you're listening by way of the internet and you want to get in on the discussion, I would that you would pick up your phone and dial 646-595-2110, 646 595-2110. Press star 1 on your phone. Those of you that are listening by way of the phone line, if you want to get in on this discussion, we got about 30 minutes left that we can get into a discussion, and I want to hear from you. So those of you that are on the phone line, if you will press star 1 on your phone, it will alert me at the studio that you have something that you want to say, something that you want to talk about, and we'll get you on the line this morning. Hello, somebody. Again, for those of you that are lined up this morning on the phone line, we want you to be a monthly supporter of the Serious Bible Study. In order to do that, all you have to do is go to our website at kogwoc.org. KOGWOC.org. Sow a seed of support this morning, and I promise you that the Lord is going to bless you. Caller from the 216, you are on the line this morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Prophet. It's Diane from Cleveland. Wow.
Diane, Cleveland.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
I know you are. These teachings every week are just, I'm so full right now. I am so full. You know, I've been in this season, I've been in the dark, and this has just shined a whole new light. This was so good. I can hardly talk. Just some key points that helped me. Thank you. Lord, and thank you, Prophet, for being obedient. I have weapons of mass destruction to use in the time of darkness. That, I mean, and just that, you know, to have the prophet, he gives you the key. He has the key, and that key is faith. In the dark, you know, you have to trust. I could go on and on. This word, like, broke something in me today. And it just gave me a ton of clarity as to not be afraid of the dark. And I thank you for that. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. That is probably the number one sickness that is a part of the body of Christ today is that we as believers are afraid of the dark. We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of anything that the enemy brings to us. If we don't have an access to it right away, then the first thing we do is we start saying stupid stuff like, "Man, the Lord is gonna let me be destroyed," and just foolishness, man. You don't even know that that your house payment, he's already got it. He knew that you were going to be, that you weren't going to have it. He knew how to get it to you. That's why you didn't lose your house. Glory to God. Caller from the 580. You're on the line this morning.
Prophet Douglas, June Cornish.
Amen, Prophet. How are you?
Oh, I am just, I'm not going to talk long, I promise, and I know that's the cliche for all of us. This is very personal for me, and what I mean by that is that if you give me 1 minute, I promise I can put it in line. But 24 years ago, I was on a plane from Anchorage, Alaska to Wilmington, Delaware, and God gave me this verse, Isaiah 45. And you have just expounded so much on it that it's very, very personal for me. And I just want to say thank you. And I just want to say I appreciate you. And even though I am a prophet of God, every prophet needs a prophet in their lives. And I'm not going to be long, but I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being in God's face. Thank you so much for being in the throne zone, I call it. And you are really, all of us in five, we call it fivefold, but we know the Bible says ministry gifts in Ephesians. We need someone to point the way to us. And even though I have pointed the way for many people, I thank God for your life today. And may many blessings follow you and your wife and everyone connected to you this day and forevermore. God bless you, sir. I appreciate you so much this day. Thank you.
And those of us, Prophet, that walk in the prophetic, we have this problem, and most of us can't sleep. When everybody else is asleep, we're up. Why? Because we're finding our way around in the dark.
Yes, yes.
God is revealing crazy stuff to us. While everybody's asleep, we walk around in the dark, stumbling around and say, "Oh, there's so-and-so's blessing right there. Let me put it over to the side. Oh, there's such-and-such that needs deliverance right there." And so most prophets are up at night.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're night birds.
Yes, yes.
And
we don't
that's
even
why
it.
The raven... Oh, don't get me started. The raven is a night bird. And he was finding food for Elijah at night.
At night, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I just, my son is 24 years old, and we were, like I said, 24 years ago, because I had a baby in Alaska, you know, that's another whole story. But anyway, he's 24, and so I just wanted to tell you, God does not move in our timing, but because he's in eternity, he brought this verse down front just for me. Oh, I know somebody going to lay claim to it, too. But this one was just for me. And I'm not mad at anybody who lay claim to it. I'm just saying, sir, you have filled that scripture because he gave it to me. Because I said, you know, what it, Isaiah 45, 1, 2, and 3, and then, of course, he went on. But I'm just saying this is very personal for June Cornish, and I so appreciate you today. And we are groping in the dark at night to get others' blessings, but we need a blessing too. And I just thank you so much this day, sir. I know I need to get off, but I just wanted to say thank you.
Amen. Bless you. That's my friend, Prophet June, down in the Lawton town, the L town.
Yes, sir.
Lawton, Oklahoma, holding it down around the military. See, you didn't even know that the Lord moved you to a place where there was an arsenal of weapons in
there. Yes, sir. Oh, my God. Don't start us today.
I'm not going to say I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to move on. But
we will try to see you on the 26th, though, if God says the same. Amen.
Come on down.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Bless you, Prophet.
Thank you, sir.
Hidden treasures in the dark. Secret places that God has stored stuff for. Amen. Caller from the 404, you are on the line this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. My name is Prophet Roslyn Jennings from the Power of Forgiveness Ministry. I just wanted to know your name and where you at, and just find out more about your ministry, you know, the God ministry they called you to do.
Yes, you can go to our website at kogwoc.org, and Keith Douglas is my name. At least that's the name my mom gave me. You can find me on Facebook with that same name. I don't use another. And so I don't go to the police side now. Stay out of there.
No. where are you located?
I'm in Oklahoma City.
Okay. I'm here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Would you pray for me, please, this morning?
I sure will. What's your first name again?
My name is Roslyn Jennings.
Roslyn Jennings?
Yes, Roslyn Jennings.
All right. Father, we just thank you for Roslyn, who has come across us this morning, oh God, for whatever purpose, whatever reason that you have established. She's come into the contact with us this morning and asked for prayer. And so, Lord, we are ecstatic that she has come, because we know that there is a word from the Lord for her life and the struggles that she's endured and the things that she's had to go through that are too many to name. But this is the season that you have commanded that she would come out of the place that has been a torment to her in her life. Lord, we thank you, first of all, for healing her physically in her body. We take authority over that condition that she's struggled with for years. And the Lord says that this is your day of deliverance, Rosalind. This is the day of deliverance for you. And that thing that has nagged you for years and years, the Lord says that within the next 6 months, it's not going to go away. You're just getting ready to walk out of that condition. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the Lord says that by accessing this broadcast this morning, within the next 3 months, he's going to reveal to you where your hidden treasure in secret places lie, and you're going to be able to make the move that God has placed on your heart. To be able to move from the place that you are into the place that he has established for you. I see that there has been a concern of where you are and a desire to move to another place. The Lord said, I got you back, and you just said all I needed was the resources. God said within the next 3 months, the resources will be provided, and you will be able to move into that place that God has directed for you. He said, forget about the fear. He said, whatever it is that you have occasion to do at this time, then he says that I am for you and not against you. And I will open up the windows of opportunity so that as you get planted there, everything that you've seen in the dream, in the vision that God has established for you, will begin to line up and you'll begin to see it line upon line, precept upon precept, established in your life within the next 3 months. And so, Lord, we thank you right now for Rosalind. We pray that every word that has been spoken, oh God, will reach its destinated point, oh God, and that you will see the hand of the Lord make itself known to you as he has declared in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank God, thanking God, and thank you for praying for me. Like the sister says, you know, a prophet does need a prophet, and, you know, support goes both ways, and, you know, praying and giving is just, you know, I notice in the body when it comes to when you're sick or when you're grieving, no one really steps up to be there for you where you need that support, you know. And so I just went through that a couple of times. And when I speak to people, nobody didn't think it was wrong for me to go through that by myself. You know, it's like no one remembered me, all I've gone and done for them. But when it came to me, no one thinks to be there for me in my time when I was sick and when I was, you know, grieving. And I said, God, where's the compassion, love, and forgiveness? You know, they have a support system. Here I don't, and they'll tell me to trust God, but them themselves is not trusting in God because they have people right there, and why they don't think it was wrong not to be there for me or think it was wrong for me to go through that by myself. I've been through a lot of stuff, but those two things really has hurt me, and I asked God, you know, why did nobody step up to be there for me when I really needed when I needed that support system?
Well, one thing that the Bible says is that my God shall supply all of my needs. And so in this season, we just pray that the Lord will fill that empty space and that the hurt and the pain that you've had to endure, the Bible says weeping may endure for a moment, but joy is going to come in the morning. Amen. And so we release those words unto you this morning. And how did you hear about the broadcast?
I'm also on Blog Talk, so I happen to come on Blog Talk, and I just, you know, I believe in support goes both ways. I just wanted to, you know, to call in. But if you could give me a call later on, because there's something I do want to speak to you about, but I want to give everybody else a chance to speak, I appreciate it.
Well, again, you can access me through Facebook. Send me a Facebook message. And with your information, and then we'll
Prophet,
get to you.
Why do I have to go through all that when you have my number right there? You just could call me later on.
Well, whenever I click off of the broadcast, well, let me write it down, because I normally don't write down folks' numbers. I'll write it down, and then I'll give you a call. How's that?
I appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else this morning that has a question or comment that they want to make? Caller from the 214. You are on the line this morning. Go ahead, please.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. How are you this morning?
Oh, that's my friend down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right this morning.
You just on fire. It's the first of the year, okay? This is how this is going to happen. I hope and I pray that Lady Karen is sitting right there by you right now. Because
and
it looks like I'm going to have to. Yeah, because it looks like I'm going to have to pack up my bag, move on down to Oklahoma City, and just sleep right there in one of them rooms and let y'all just take care of me and feed me with the word. Because the appetite, boy, I tell you, you is working on me. I'm digesting this here, and this is so good. It is so good. I am enjoying every minute of it because God is working in you, Prophet. Thank you for the word. But this is what I want to release to the people this morning. If you sow in darkness, you reap. That's the only thing I'll say. I have walked around in darkness a little bit, you know. But the thing about it was, every time you said to release, I was releasing. I was releasing what I didn't have. And I'm saying, okay, God, I don't have it, but I got to release this here. I have been truly blessed. Since I've been in this ministry, I don't know how long I've been with you right now. I ain't going to even go back and even try to even remember. Only thing I know is I've been blessed since I've been in this ministry. A couple of weeks ago on the broadcast, it was one thing that you told the people. You told them to sow a seed. You released that word.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have it. You sure did. I didn't have it, but I sowed it. I said, Lord, because when I hung up, I said, Lord, I said, I really don't have this. I said, but I'm trusting you. I'm sowing this today. Not only, I think I sent you a message, not only did God bless me with two checks, God took me from one job he had placed me on that I thought was a job that was making the good money. He placed me with another job making more money and sitting down. I found favor my very first day with the CEO of the plant. He came to me personally and talked to me out of 12 people. He released information to me that he didn't even release to them. That's favor. I'm walking in favor, but I'm walking in blessings because I'm walking in the light now. Yes, when we're in darkness, we fear a lot of things. But I don't fear when it comes to releasing because I have to release because I'm learning that once my seed go in the ground, it is in darkness. We never see the seed when it come open. But when that seed come open, it produces what? It has to go through different channels. If you are a farmer, it has to go through different channels before it begins to produce the crop that you have placed it in the ground to produce. So I just want to say today that I am truly blessed in this ministry. I thank God for you being my mentor, but I'm about to be your daughter. I'm about to come to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So, Lady Karen, here's your daughter. You better get ready to receive me, because here I am. I'm signed, sealed, and delivered. And that's all I want to say this morning, because I'm getting ready for church, because you done hyped me up this morning. You done got me ready. So I just want to say I love each one of you on the line, but obey the prophet. When the prophet tells you to do something, do it. He's not telling you out of the flesh. He's telling you out of the spirit. I know for a fact this prophet has been in his chamber, and he's still in his chamber. So God bless you all.
Mama, get that room ready. That Mr. Sharon coming to stay.
Come on.
We'll have to cook a plate of spaghetti for you. Amen. All right, that's my friend down in Dallas. That's Minister Sharon, calling from the 580, calling from the 862. You're on deck.
Good morning, Prophet Douglas. How are you?
All from Boston. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Wow, what a word today. That was definitely awesome, powerful message. I want to piggyback off of what Ms. Sharon said. Not only do you reap what you sow, but you have to remember, like, I think, you know, it's not our money. God gives us money, but it's really money. You know, it's God money. And so, in other ways, Prophet really kind of taught me that, and I've been hearing that a lot. So, you know, just recently I had to help out a friend, and it, you know, it has to do with the kingdom too. You know, it's an interesting story because you shouldn't even question it, because God will take that money and he will just multiply it, or, you know, or replace it or whatever. But it was funny because when I went to the cashier's name was Joseph, and I just knew in my heart, I said, oh my gosh, this is God. All God does is move money around. You know, you're not going to lose it. You may not get it back right away. You know, like you said, you need to be mature to keep getting money, to keep receiving money. You need to be a wise steward of it. But he's just moving it around. So don't question it. When you, if you, like Sharon said, if you need to sow into this ministry or help someone out or, you know, whatever it may be, then help them out. Don't question it, because God's going to multiply that. So, and I'm just decreeing and declaring my treasures in the dark. And the part about you saying that we're up at night, oh, my God, God is doing something with me this past week. I've been up. I don't sleep. I don't know. I'm fighting demons in the night. No idea. But, no, I don't sleep at night either. So just being a prophetic vessel can be, it can be tough. But we're doing what God meant us to do, and, you know, that's all there is to it, and it's just such a blessing. So your teaching was just amazing today, so thank you so much. God bless you.
Bless you. Thank God. I like that about God just moving the money around. Amen. All right. Thank you. We got three more people lined up. Caller from the 862, you were on deck, so you are up. There are two left after you, so go ahead, please.
God bless you, Prophet, this morning.
God bless all the
What's up, my brother? I don't know. It's a serious warfare going on. I've had a hard time on the phone. My phone has went out about 5 times this morning while I've been on the line. But I know that the apostolic and the prophetic teaching is high time right now. And I know that your teaching is right on point. The mother has already, she's declared it already. You might as well just get on, get ready to move to the big house with all of them.
We're going to have to get some more rooms so everybody can come stay.
Okay. You know, your ministry is so authentic, and I thank God for you as well. But I just know that, you know, you've everything I've heard, you know, is on point. It's been some sleepless nights, experiencing some things where in prayer, on even on this week, where I haven't even been able to go back to sleep, where normally I could just pray and then go on back to sleep. But it's been a time in the last week or so where I'm getting up at 3:30, and after prayer, just laying there, not able to go back to sleep, and even to a point where I know that it's so funny you talk about the dark being in, you know, in a dark place. So much that I know that when praying for a certain person, I heard the enemy speak to me to not pray for that person. And it almost knocked me off the floor. I mean, if I wasn't already on the floor, it would have knocked me in the floor, because to hear that growl, to know that, wow, this prayer has reached a place where you don't want us to go. But we have to go there, and we have to be obedient. And I just thank God for the prophetic teaching, because we need it. We need it. We can't stand stagnant and stand still. And like you said, God sent the prophet to some, and some are on this line, because we need the prophet. We need a prophet in our lives. And even us prophets need other prophets, you know, because as we can minister to one, we still need someone to minister to us. And I know the other prophet has spoken that as well. But in this day, in this short enough day, we need a prophet. And we need also to get in that place to hear from the Lord for direction daily. And don't be afraid to obey God. We can't go on our senses and our feelings. I'm telling you, there are some things I just want to give up on and just throw stuff away. But we have to obey God. Pray for who he's supposed to pray for, and stay in the will of God, no matter what our feelings are. because we are accountable for the lives that God put in our spirit. And I'm going to stop because I'm just feeling some type of way this morning in the spirit. But I just thank God that no matter the attacks have come this week, financial attacks have come, spiritual attacks on the sleep and all that, God still reigns. And I just thank God for the Holy Spirit in us that allow us to see in the dark place. And I just praise God for the dark place on this morning, and we're able to see, not only just see, but see through the eyes of God in the spiritual realm. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And that's what it's all about. The Dr. Cho, who has a million people over in South Korea, said, somebody asked what it is that makes his ministry so successful, and he said, just pray and obey. Pray and obey. Caller from the 832, you were on the line. Caller from the 910, you are up next.
Praise the Lord. We pray today. And I've been on the line for about 3 or 4 weeks, and it has been such a blessing to me. I just want to come on and add something in because it's truly a blessing to me. I'm new. Daddy's calling me in a part of my life where I'm just coming in. I'll just make it brief. I've just been kind of thrown in, not too quick, but over 3 years, my life has drastically changed, especially over just this 1 year. I'll just say real quick, I've been thrown in the witch house. I've been called to a calling. I've been said, I'm about to change you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You obey me, Charlene. I got use of you, need of you. I'm going to do this. And so I just want to say I love the truth. And I'm just starting out, but with God, with our Father, we can do everything that He wants us to do. This line has been such a blessing to me so far. And God gave me Isaiah 45 about a year ago. And I was just like, okay, Lord, I kept it in mind. I kept digging in it, you know, and I'm just blessed what I got today. It's really... Thank you, Father God, for taking me to another level. It was such a blessing. Even with the sisters that came on the line and said something, I got some nuggets out of that too. I just want to say I'm proud to be on Team Jesus. I'm so proud to be amongst my sisters and brothers in the Lord. And I tell you, hey, we on that same team. Let's keep fighting a good fight of faith. I love you all, Prophet Douglas. I just appreciate you. Keep on keeping on in Jesus Christ. And that's it.
But just keep coming. Keep coming. There's more. There's more. As long as I got breath, then the Lord's going to let me preach. So just keep coming. And if He gives it to me, I'll give it to you, and we'll all be blessed. Amen. All right. Caller from the 910, you are on the line.
Good morning, Prophet Douglas. This is Lissandra. Hello.
This is my friend Lissandra out in North Carolina.
Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, Prophet, just to say, which is was urging to my spirit to the call that was earlier about when people are not there, that God just had me a word for her because just very quick testimony, I know it's a short time, that, you know, recently my mother passed 2 days before Christmas, and, you know, having family and everyone was around. I was basically isolated on the day that my mother passed away. I was home by myself. There was no family, no friends, no one. I got phone calls, but there was no one there for me. The day that my mother passed, I was by myself. The day that we funeralized my mother, I was by myself in the home. I live in the home with my mother, took care of her for the last 3 years. I was here in the house by myself. My family went different places. Other people went different places. New Year's came. I mean, Christmas came. I was by myself Christmas. I was by myself New Year. No one came, no phone calls, nothing, all this time period. And why I said that is to say is when you're there for other people, I'm like, Lord, at the most tragic times of my life, how would you leave me by myself? and no one came after I've been here for family people. Well, how could you let me go through four events with me by myself and no one? And the Lord, there was a comfort that came, that when you go through the most, that's when God is there for you the most, that he is the true comforter when you get to know who God truly is. My Father God, and I say that to truly know that God is my Father, that was there for me and have been there and will be for me when there has not been anyone there for me at the most tragic times of my life, and gave me a comfort that I can speak and move on, that no, it's not about who come or didn't come. It's about knowing who was there with me all the time. And I just wanted to say that, Prophet.
Well, what you just said is so true, because a lot of times people will tell you, and they're not lying when they say, I don't know what to say. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to come. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to say it. And so sometimes it's best that the Lord separates us from them so that he can do the work and the Holy Spirit can do the work that needs to be established in order for you to get deliverance and healing. And
yes,
because, see, we'll mess it up. Lord knows we will mess it up, trying to be deep and say something, and next thing you know, you get on the floor fighting. So, So, you know, sometimes it's just best that, like they say, just let dead dogs lie, and,
mm-hmm.
and you have to go and allow the Lord to just be your healing. Let him be all that he says he would be. And he said that he would be your comfort in a weary land, and in a time of darkness he'll be your light, and in a time of trouble he'll be your peace, he'll be your joy, he'll be your, because he knows how to do it.
Yes.
See, we don't know what we're doing half the time, so sometimes we need to do like the song used to say, turn it over to Jesus.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Bless you now. All right, listen. We've gone past our time, boy. Y'all been on fire today. Everybody talking up. Everybody got something from the message. So that must have mean that the Lord must have said something that touched your heart this morning, and that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to just bring enlightenment, understanding to you. We thank God for each and every one of you that is on the line today. And we are praying right now, that those of you that are experiencing hardship, those of you that are experiencing some trouble in your life, that there is in the secret place, in the hidden place, hidden riches and treasures that God wants to release unto you that will help bring you out and help bring you into the place where God has designed for your deliverance, your healing, your prosperity to take place. And so, Lord, we pray for all those that are on the line and all those that have departed from the line. Lord, we pray a special prayer unto them that the revelatory light of your kingdom will come on, and that that which has been hidden, that which has been denied, that which has been held back now will be seen and released into the lives of your people, that they may establish in themselves the joy of the Lord, which you declare is our strength. Strengthen them, O God, with the understanding of truth, and by your hand, O God, bring forth that which is abundant and makes them abundantly fruitful. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, listen, we got to go. We can't stay here, but we got to go. Have a blessed Super Bowl day today. Root for your team, but remember, when it's all said and done, they're just champion, but the Lord is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God bless you. And until next time, we'll see you on Sunday morning, 7 a.m., for another episode of the Serious Bible Study. Go on Facebook, if you will, and share what you received today. Make sure you go on Facebook at Keith Douglas and share what it is that you received from the Lord today. And we pray that God will be a blessing to you this week like never before, in Jesus' mighty name.
Psalm 48 says, great is the Lord.